Hello, it's Raquel with A Spark of Hope. Today's devotional is titled, Understanding Jehovah Nissi, Our Banner of Victory. Exodus 17:15 reads, Moses built an altar and called it, The Lord is my banner. In our spiritual journey, we often encounter battles that test our faith and resilience. It is in these moments that God reveals himself as Jehovah Nissi, which means the Lord is my banner. This name of God, revealed in the battle against the Amalekites, assures us of his protection and leadership. During the battle in Exodus 17, Moses held up his hands for Israel to prevail against their enemies. When his hands grew tired, Aaron and Hur supported him, symbolizing that collective support and unity required in the body of Christ. Here, Moses acknowledged God's role as their standard, their rallying point, and their victorious banner. Jehovah Nissi is not just a banner of identity, but also one of presence. In ancient warfare, a banner or a standard was something around which troops would rally for battle. It gave them a focal point and a clear indication of where their leader was. Similarly, God's presence in our lives gives us a focal point, rallying us to action and guiding our spiritual journey. Calling the Lord our banner proclaims his power to grant victory over spiritual adversaries. As Christians, our battles are often spiritual, and having the Lord as our banner ensures that we fight from a place of victory, not for victory. This assurance allows us to face challenges with confidence, knowing that the outcome rests in God's omnipotent hands. Under a banner, soldiers in ancient times found identity and protection. Jehovah Nissi offers us the same protection. Just as banners in battles identified different factions and provided a point of protection, God's banner over us designates us as his own and shields us from the enemy's assaults. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for being our Jehovah Nissi. In the battles we face, help us to remember that you are our banner. Under your banner, we have victory, protection, and the assurance of your presence. Teach us to rally to you, to hold high your standard in our lives, and to trust in your mighty power to save. Strengthen our hands when they are weak, and surround us with fellow believers to hold us. We proclaim our trust in you, our Jehovah Nissi. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. As we go about our day, please reflect on these two questions. Have you recognized Jehovah Nissi in your life, especially during battles? How can you more fully trust in God's presence, protection, and victory? Throughout this day and the days to come, let us look at Jehovah Nissi, our banner. May we always be reminded of his presence, protection, and the victory we have in him. Let God's banner over us inspire unity among believers and courage to face the challenges of life. Have a blessed day.